Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor, the flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country, what she's done for me. We're made in America, land of the free.
Hello.
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 Hello. We are Night Owl Country Band, and we are happy to be here for another episode of Who's... I'm here with the full band. We have the drummer of the band. His name is...
Back by popular demand, Steve Pardue.
We also have lead guitar player, one of the best around this area. Please make welcome. His name is...
Tim Dooley.
And we also have one of the best voices that I've ever heard. And he is straight from Gotham City.
Gotham City.
His name is...
Hello, it is Brett Denny.
And, oh, I like that.
Oh, yes.
I like that.
Nice dive.
Sound like the end of the Night Owl show, doesn't it? And my name is Matt Lee, and it's good to be here. We are Night Owl Country Band. We have a show of the best independent artists from sea to shining sea here in the United States. And we also have some international artists that come on occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Across the pond.
Yes. So we, Brett has a... Out of the nest question, I have a top 10 for you guys here in just a little bit. So let's go ahead and get this thing going.
All right. Starting with number 10, Danny McMahon with Best Worst Habit.
It's safe to say that I've got a problem. I suffer with the habit I just can't kick. I know you're no good for me, and it's funny how it won't quickly. Turns to three, and I'm stuck in these sheets. It's like a bottle in my hand, I can't let go. Like a whiskey burn, you can't control. The buzz is new, but the guilt gets old. You're my best, worst habit. You're Marlboro lights and all my lips. The moment when I start to trip, the amnesia when that tequila gets so baby.
And that was number 10, Danny McMahon, with Best Worst Habit. That was a debut. And again, it was one of the songs that I like. I think that's why I rated it kind of high. It is a good play on words. I like it.
Very good recording. I was really impressed with the recording. I'm not sure where he gets produced at, but they produced him very well. How about you, Steve?
I thought the lyrics were very well written. Not exactly my style of country.
Okay.
But
fair enough.
But we have to judge it upon the whole body of work. And it's still rated pretty good for all the other stuff, like I said. But good song. Very, very well written. Very well written. And like you said, the quality of the recording, extremely good.
Yeah. And he does have a good voice, don't he, Tim?
Yeah, I like his voice. Kind of reminds me of Eric Church a little bit.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And kudos to the steel player. How you got that steel guitar into that song is really cool. So, kudos to the steel player.
All right, moving on to number 9, one of Steve's favorite songs, Melissa Brooke with Let Me Breathe.
Starts with a kiss, ends up in pain. We had a fight, then you left calling out my name. Be the first thing on my mind and the last thing when I go.
And that was number 9, Melissa Brooke with Let Me Breathe. Guys, what do you think?
Actually bragging about this song as I listened to it on the way over here to refresh my memory on it. Love the way it starts off. Got that nice little Tom triplet at the beginning that you kind of hear throughout the song.
Okay.
And in the metal world, they have what they call the breakdown, which is about every metal song will have a breakdown.
Okay.
I believe you guys call it the bridge.
Okay.
Where you just kind of, you know, kind of change the beat up a little bit. Sure. But, you know, this has that. It's fantastic. Got some good drum toms and rolls in it. Guitar solo is really good in it.
Oh, yeah.
And then going back to last week, I wasn't here, but to prove that I did listen, and I owe you guys a lot, mm-hmm. by the way. Mm-hmm. So it's coming. but you guys were playing debut number ones, or songs that debuted at number one.
Oh, yeah.
And this, it was ironic that Faith Hill and Trisha Yearwood were a couple of them, I remember. This kind of reminds me of a song that they would do.
I see.
Back in the, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. It has kind of that, more of that flavor.
I gotcha.
But that's what that song reminded me of. It had a good driving beat to it. The vocals are good. The song tells a really good story. I really like this song, and I definitely see it moving up in my book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rated this song pretty high. Just a quality recording, quality performance. Beautifully written, beautiful song about breaking free from a bad relationship, you know, and a lot of us have been there. So, yeah, I love this song. Let Me Breathe is a very good song.
All right, moving on to number 8. From a duo that's been on our countdown quite often.
Fantastic.
Like You Were Forbidden by Dave Nudo and Dusty Lee.
Whiskey at the altar, driving 90 miles an hour through town. An apple from the tree of knowledge to never be touched and never pulled down. A campfire in the middle of August. It may burn us up, but I'd strike that. But baby, just give me the chance.
And that was number 8, Dave Nudo and Dusty Lee with Like You Were Forbidden.
Since I haven't spoke on this one yet, kind of reminds me of a Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton type song they would sing.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world.
What about Clint Black?
Yeah, he sung that song with his wife.
Yes.
Yeah. Lisa Hartman.
When I said I do, I meant that I will. Till the end of all time.
Yes.
Way to go, Brett.
I've got a knowledge right here. It's like a steel trap, right, Tim?
It's like a Google on your phone. Like
you hush your mouth.
It's like an old-fashioned Google machine.
What'd you tell him?
But, I mean, just, you know, so there was a lot of good male and female duos.
I would probably more agree with the Clint Black, Lisa Hartman, I think.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking Tim McGraw, Faith Hill.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through. I can't get enough.
What do you guys think?
Oh, what a great song. Wherever they are recording at, they're doing a great job with them. We're talking production a lot today, aren't we? But they.
Is this your top 10?
But you know what?
Top 10 producers.
Top 10 producers coming soon.
But there's a lot of good songs out there that aren't produced right. That, I mean, that's a huge difference. You get a shady producer and it doesn't get mixed right, can ruin a song.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it is a very, very important that when we say send us quality recordings, I mean, that's the difference between making a top 10 and not.
We're somewhat going off the tracks here for a second. But production-wise, one thing that is frustrating for musicians, and we can say it ourselves, is when you have a great production, a great producer like what we have, Dave DeMay, and then you send it to radio stations, and you put all that work into it, you put all that money toward it, and they don't play it on the radio. It is frustrating.
Oh,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But that's why they have people like Who's Who here that care about independent artists.
Yeah, it's a tough business, man. You know, and you really need a good producer and a good recording engineer, because you can have a great song, but if it gets messed up in the studio, it just loses all of its goodness.
Now coming in at number 7, Abe Mack Band with Square One.
Sitting here, living lonely, breathing lonely. And if she had a dime for every time a guy wanted to take her home, she'd be set. She feels fine when the weekend rolls by, neon lights and makeup on, girlfriend's headed to that honky tonk, and the DJ plays her song. That's back square.
And that was number 7, Abe Mack Band with Square One.
I like that we got a couple bands that's starting to come into the mix. We have a great mixture, actually, from top to bottom in our top 10, from females to male artists to bands now also. So yeah, that's really nice. I will say we want to thank our Patreons. We have a guy that's got a fancy beard. His name is
John Barr, my bearded brother.
John Barr, thank you for being a Patreon. We also want to thank Brett said last week.
Let's say Mustang Sally Filia.
Sally,
hey,
Filia. There
Sally,
we go.
Sally.
Tim also has a sister in Christ who is also a Patreon. Her name is
Marilyn Hammond.
Thank you very much, Marilyn Hammonds. We have two couples that are Patreons. One of them is?
It'd be Mike and Brenda Anderson.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And Adina and Jerry Pardue.
Yes.
Sweet.
One of your favorite couples, right?
They tend to have a special place in my heart, yes.
Hmm.
I wouldn't know why.
I would.
She says I'm the cutest drummer ever.
So. She needs her eyes checked.
Maybe.
Does she give you free eggs?
No, but she makes amazing peanut butter pie.
She does.
You guys may not agree on the cute part, but we'll agree the peanut butter pie is
on agree on the peanut butter pie.
So, and then also, do we have Mark Candace Dooley?
Candace, yes.
Wrong.
We want to thank Mark Charles Dooley for being a Patreon. We also have, here comes the booze, I hear of Casey Johnson. Thank you very much, Casey, for being a Patreon. So going back to that song, Square One, Steve, what's your thoughts on that? You haven't been able to talk about that
no,
yet.
No, if I remember right, I rated this one pretty good. Like you said, it's rare that we get a band. You know, being we're in a band, it's kind of nice to have more than just a solo artist. And you could tell these guys have played together for a while. A lot of creativity, great song. Kind of the more traditional country that I like. So, I mean, it tells a good story. The quality of the recording was good. So we'll keep that going.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely it's in the top 10 for a reason. And I believe it went up one spot, correct?
It did.
So, yep. I mean, it's on its way up. It's a great song. Deserving.
Yes, sir. Alrighty, moving on to number 6, Southern Gothic with sheets down.
Well, it was barely past 11 when my pills kicked in. The Cabernet didn't hurt my cause as I stumbled down the room. Not even half as drunk as these strangers I pass. Stumbling in and out of bars as they smoke cigars and laugh. But I don't even think anyone's from here anymore. Well, it's pouring in sheets down on the bayou, and we're dancing out in the quarter under the lamps. Red wine and codeine are coursing through our veins, and we never wanna go back home again.
And that was number 6, Southern Gothic with Sheets Down.
Good song, man.
It is a good song. So hopefully, Southern Gothic, as you're listening to this, make sure you send in some more music. That'd be great. Did you hear the tension change here, guys?
I don't know, but if you're talking about the crap-eating grin that Matt's got on his face right now.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to this all day.
Oh, good Lord.
All right, guys, I've got a top 10 for you, and I'm excited about this one. I will say next week, tune in next week. I believe we will have Kevin Spencer as the interview for next week.
Well, I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. You see, he has been so good to me. When
also, we will next week will be a Thanksgiving show. So bring what you're thankful for.
Go.
Yeah. So here is the top 10 for this week. There is a list of top 100 names.
We're doing a top 100?
No. Wow. No, we're only doing the top 10. Shoot. Only the top 10.
He's just going to really quickly go through 11 through 90 or 100.
Yeah. We're doing the top 10 of the top names over the last 100 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Top 10 names of the last 100 years.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go.
So, to start off, and when I say these names, you can say somebody that you know, give them a shout out, or if you want to yell out somebody famous, you can do that too.
All right.
As we're going through this list. All right. I will say right off the bat,
our four names are very common. So,
well, that's what we're coming to is 3 of the 4 made the list of the top 100. There's one that didn't. That's Brett.
That's a damn shame.
That's all right. Hey, I'm very unique.
But maybe there'll be some night owl babies and they'll call him Brett.
Maybe.
Was he at least in the top 100?
Yeah.
He wasn't in the top 100?
No.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, no. Wow.
I'd have thought Brett was a... I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You want to use my name?
No.
Speaking of Steven's name, Steven was number 36.
Ouch.
Yeah. Well, you're in the top 50.
I'd have thought I'd been higher than that.
And Timothy is number 27.
Ooh. Hey.
It's not bad.
Close.
Yeah.
And Matthew, we're recording this on Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Yes.
And Matthew's number 13. Number 13. How scary is that?
Dang. That's
creepy. All right, here we go. Coming in at number 10. This is going to be female and male names. Top 10 names in the last 100 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Number 10 on the female side is Karen. A lot of Karens right now.
Yeah.
Karen. Yeah.
Very nice.
We want to say hey to Karen Fleener.
She's one
of our favorite Karens.
Yep.
She's a good Karen.
Yes. And also Charles.
Mark Charles Dooley.
Yeah, so there's your number 10. Coming in at number 9 on the female side is Sarah with an H. And Thomas is number 9 for male.
Thomas?
Tom. Tom Thomas. Thomas?
Okay. And Sarah with an H, that's not your sister, right?
Yeah.
It is your sister.
Yeah.
Okay. After Sarah and Abraham, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Nice.
Biblical.
Biblical.
Remember, my whisper here is, he's a preacher's kid.
Oh, that's right.
Any famous people you can thank with that name?
Sarah McLaughlin. She's a singer-songwriter.
With an H?
I don't know. I
specifics
no
here.
I have no idea.
Sarah Connor.
Watching John with the machine, it was suddenly so clear. The Terminator would never stop. It would never leave him. And it would never hurt him, never shout at him or get drunk and hit him or say it was too busy to spend time with him.
Sarah Connor?
Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
Ah, that
come
was
with me if you want to live.
Are you Sarah Connor?
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes.
That's yeah, right. Back in the day, she was pretty good looking. She's still not bad looking, right?
She's married to
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, Broderick.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
All right, coming in at number eight. This is the number eight of Jays. As a male, number eight is Joseph. And as a female, it is Jessica.
Hmm.
As number eight.
Sarah Jessica. Look at that.
There you go.
Put that together.
Or your ex-wife.
My, yeah.
Oh!
One of them.
Which one was that?
Ow! Son of a nutcracker!
Which song was written about her?
Mm. Huh. Wow, that is
none on that one. None on
that
one.
That is a great question.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to think about that. I have to do some writing.
They're all written.
Any famous Josephs that you know?
Joe Walsh.
It's survival.
I was thinking of Jesus' earthly father, but...
Oh, yeah, he was a pretty good Joe.
Yeah.
Coming in at number seven on the female side is Susan, and on the male side, number seven, is Richard.
All right.
How about Richard Lynch?
Cathead biscuits, red-eye gravy, down home cooking. That's how my mama raised me.
That's Richard Lynch.
Richard Lynch.
We like Richard Lynch, all right. You know any famous Richards?
Richard Gere.
Oh, Richard Gere.
Yeah, there's one.
Nice. Women love Richard Gere.
Oh, boy.
Coming in at number six. Number six on the male side is David. And number six on the female side is Barbara.
Hmm.
Hanna-Barbara.
That's Hanna-Barbera.
I'll give a shout out to, since we just had Veterans Day, my best friend's David Bybee was a Marine, served our country proudly.
So. Okay.
Barbara Eden.
How are you feeling, Master?
I'll tell you how I'm feeling.
I'm the only astronaut in the program that needs a seeing eye dog.
Oh, would you like to have a seeing eye?
No, I want my 20/20 vision back.
One of the friends I play golf with, David Lancaster,
and
he likes a lot of our posts.
Here's one we're missing. David Nudo.
If it all comes down and you feel like you can't win this fight, lean into me. Lean into me.
No.
Hey! Nice. Give me a little pound it right there.
Yep.
And Barbara Streisand.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs. Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
King David? Hey.
Yeah. Coming in at number five, on the female side, Elizabeth, and on the male side, William.
Hmm. Elizabeth Montgomery was Bewitched.
What was the male one again?
William.
Villiam. I have my other good friend. Played Clash of Clans with him. Used to work with him. His name's Will. He goes Will for short. Shout out to him.
As far as Williams, for me, William Shatner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most human.
Yes. Can't forget about that feller. Coming in at number four.
Foe.
On the female side is Linda. And on the male side is Michael.
Mm. All right.
I know we know some famous Michaels for sure.
Michael Keaton.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
It's showtime.
Michael Myers.
Oh, yes.
Linda Carter.
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Linda Wonder Hamilton. Woman.
Oh,
Sarah Connor.
Yeah, Sarah Connor. Linda Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Michael Bublé.
And I promise you, kid, that I get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Michael J. Fox. We have a lot of Michaels, don't we?
Absolutely.
Linda Ronstadt.
Somewhere out there beneath the someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight.
Yeah, Linda Ronstadt. Also, my mother-in-law's name is Linda, Linda Thompson.
Wow. Okay.
So shout out to her. Coming in at number three, I know we know some famous people with these names right here.
Right here.
On the female side, number three is Jennifer.
Jenny.
And number three on the male side, Robert.
All right. Bob. Robert Plant.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guy.
Sorry.
Bob That's and okay. Tom.
Yes. Yeah.
Bob Kavoyan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Bayer. Jennifer Aniston.
No! Put that box down. We are not going anywhere. This is my apartment, and I like it.
Oh, my. Robert Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Robert Jordan. Yeah,
Rojo.
Jennifer Nettles.
Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay?
Yeah. Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I could say Jennifer Filia, or she goes by Jenny.
Okay.
Sally's daughter.
Oh, very nice.
That's Jennifer Garner, is that her name?
I think so.
Coming in at number two, this one here definitely will not surprise us, and I know one name that all of us are probably going to say. Especially a local celebrity that we have. Number two on the female side, we'll go first, the female side, is Patricia.
Your mom.
Yeah. Yep. Coming in at number two on the male side, the name is John.
John Barr.
Man. Local celebrity.
John Barr the Baptist, yes. All right, let's hear some Johns. I know you know some famous Johns, Tim.
Yeah, there's one down the hall. To your left.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. It's to the right.
Sorry.
To the right.
Sorry about your bedroom there.
You've been going to the left.
Oh, sorry. My goodness.
John Travolta.
I thought you were going back to Australia.
We had a change of plans.
Okay. Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is. Rocking and rolling and whatnot.
Danny?
Nice.
It's amazing when you're put on a spot, though, how many you're going through people's faces.
John. All John. The John Barr. I mean, that's the only one you need.
Here's
to know.
An obscure one. John Lord. He was the keyboard player for Deep Purple.
Oh. And we'll keep this in the music.
John Bonham.
John Bonham.
Yes.
John Lennon.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine all the people living life in peace.
Your turn. Come on. We just played music with him a year ago.
John Schneider.
Hey! He's a good old boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen up. Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
That was a lot of fun to play with John Schneider.
It was. If you'd have told me 5 years ago or whatever when I started playing it, hey, at some point in your time in life, you're going to drink beer with John Schneider backstage on a show that you're playing with, I'd have looked at you and said, you're full of beep.
Yeah.
But it did happen.
Yeah.
And I got pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
And
it was awesome.
That was an awesome time. His whole band was amazing. He was amazing. Would love to do that again.
Any Patricias that anybody knows?
Patricia Arquette.
Patricia Heaton.
Here they are. Aren't they beautiful? Ray! I left you up here an hour ago. I showered, did my hair, got the kids up, got them dressed. Kids go downstairs. Mommy's yelling. And you can't even do yourself?
Oh, yes.
Patricia Snyder is a friend of mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Do you remember the Saturday Night Live skit of Pat?
So how old are you, Pat?
30-something. I guess time's ticking away.
They even made a movie out of that.
I love it, man. Couldn't really tell. Is it a girl or a boy? It's Pat.
All right, here we go. Coming in at number one. If you would like to look at this top 100 names, because we only hit 10 of them, you can go to www.ssa.gov to find those. So we are legit. For sure, this time going through the Social Security office.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah. Coming in at number one, on the male side, number one is James.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I had a feeling you were going to say something different.
And coming in at number one for female, this one will not surprise anybody, Mary.
Mary. Yeah. Hmm. All right.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Darth Vader. Yeah.
You have failed me for the last time, Admiral.
Jim Morrison. Did you just say that?
Mary Poppins.
Oh. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
I have a gentleman at our church, mm-hmm. a relative also, James Denny.
Okay.
Jim, Big Jim Denny.
Yeah.
Lisa's father, who has passed away several years ago, but his name was James Brown. So,
and wait, James Brown?
Yeah, and then there's also the famous James Brown.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Man, that guy could dance.
Absolutely.
He could dance. Definitely probably one of the top dancers for sure.
Guitar player for Slipknot, Jim Root.
Mm-hmm. Mary Catherine Gallagher. Speaking of.
What are you doing with your hands?
Sometimes when I get nervous, I stick my fingers under my arms and I smell them like that.
Yeah, so that's your top 10 list for this week.
All right.
So look for next week. Next week, we are going to go on the thankful side. So look for that next week. Yeah.
The thankful
side? My name didn't make it.
It will next time. Maybe the next 100 years. We'll go over this again.
Just be thankful, okay?
All right.
Thankful it's over.
All right.
We'll come back in 30-20.
All right. Moving on to number 5, Riley Madison with Strangers.
Familiar faces in an unfamiliar place. I'm looking through the window. Why am I on your way? Second base with another girl on your arm, another one falling for your charm just like I did. Heaven forbid that you're showing and carried off of what we had. You're looking at me like I'm a stranger. I'm feeling like my
heart is in danger. We're slipping in the place where you left me, all alone without a trace of the guy who said that he loved me. I guess what you loved, I couldn't be. But every night since mid-February, that goodbye's in replace. But you're looking at me like I'm a stranger.
And that was number 5, Riley Madison with Strangers. What do you think about this one, Steve?
She's got a fantastic voice. And then, you know, when you find out that she's 14 years old,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just wow.
I mean that sounds like a 30-year-old voice.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine what this will be when she hits, you know, maturity. Peak, yes. Peak.
You said that she was the niece of
Dustin
another
Chapman.
Yeah, another artist we had.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's obviously that family's got something going on in the genes.
Something in the water.
And I don't know if you guys noticed, but now knowing that they are related, going back and listening to Dustin Chapman's song Slow Dance and listen to this song too, they even have the same roles on some of the when they're pronouncing their words and stuff. Very cool. Very cool.
Dusty Chapman is up for Song of the Year, if you didn't know that.
Yes. If you are an artist that's been number one, you are on the poll right now. You got pole position. It's up to you to get all the votes that you can. Right now, I think Dustin Chapman is leading, isn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah, we've got a few that's nipping on his heels. John Hunt.
Yep.
And
Adam Whitehead.
Adam Whitehead is. And I think there's maybe Dusty Lee or Dave Nudo is
close. Now, earlier, Esther said she was in fourth place.
Okay. Esther Von Kammer from the Netherlands.
Yep. Congratulations. Freshly getting married.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, congratulations. I'm glad that we started this show. Originally, we started it for fun, and then it ended up we kept doing it to keep us busy through the COVID times, and then it got to where we're starting to get listeners, but the best thing that I've had come out of, and I'm sure you guys feel the same way, is the relationships that we're building with all these musicians and artists. Don't you think, Tim?
Definitely. We've met some really nice people, and we've either talked to them or interviewed them or met them in person, some of them. Want to shout out to Dustin that he's been fighting some health issues, and we mentioned it last week, but we're keeping you in our prayers, brother. But this song, back to this song, I mean, I love this song. I love her voice. I love when she hits that upper register. And this song's got a very beautiful bridge in it. If you get to the bridge on this song, it's so beautiful. Very well written.
Well, it is moving up. So once it gets, if it gets to the number one, you get to hear it in entirety. But you don't have to wait. You can always go to Facebook pages or Instagram pages, and I'm sure there's links to these artists' music. Support them any way you can, even if it's just giving them a like or a listen.
Yep.
Yeah, this song "Strangers" the highest debut since Corey Lane, which Corey Lane is also in that Song of the Year category.
A very deserving number one song there.
Yeah, so definitely go vote. We appreciate her sending in her music.
Yes, and now moving on to number 4. Wyatt Massengill with Teach Me to Forget.
I've been holding on to the love we had for too long. No matter how hard I try, I'm just not over you yet. And I know you don't owe me any favors, but would you please, please teach me to forget? Teach me to forget all the good times we had, but maybe you make it look so
And that was number 4, Wyatt Massengill with Teach Me to Forget. I was visiting my mother, and she said she listened to last week's podcast, mm-hmm. and she said, Brett, she said that number 1 song was great.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I told her, you know, great song. He was one of the gentlemen, one of the bands that played at our Halloween show. And so, my mother likes this song. All right, gentlemen, it is time to step out of the nest. So this week, Eric Church was crowned Entertainer of the Year at the CMAs.
And catch me around here, buds, 'cause you ain't. Keep holding on down here, another round here, till my down goes up. Lit up like that one stoplight, across a man welcome sign. Ever since you caught that out there, bud, I catch me around here, buds.
This is kind of a tough question to think about, but taking into consideration the Discord of 2020, who would have been your choice for Entertainer of the Year? So, just to kind of put it out there, they don't have to be any of the 5 that were nominated. Who you think should be Entertainer of the Year that has done their part throughout this horrible 2020?
I would have to say, it's hard to pin it down on one artist. I really enjoyed what the Grand Ole Opry did. And they did those shows with no audience.
Yeah.
With just maybe 2 artists mm-hmm. on the stage or
sure.
3.
Sure.
And that was very, very, very cool. And it was like you were in the living room with them, you know, listening to them play.
Sure.
It was
sure.
really cool.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks and Trisha did a lot of mm-hmm. Live stuff to basically no audience.
Yeah.
And it was really good. So Garth got his songs out there and got out there and helped entertain people. So I guess I'd go with Garth and Trisha.
Crashing the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallows now. In the shallow. In the shallow. Shallow, we're far from the shallow now. We're far from the shallow now.
Well, we did have a lot of firsts. I mean, we as our band, you know, we did several Facebook Live videos. We did the hospital show if it was a benefit and Facebook Live video. So, I don't know exactly who started the drive-in shows.
Yeah.
So I guess whoever started that would definitely get the heads up.
The first one I heard doing that was I think it was Brad Paisley.
Was it?
It was the first one I heard of.
And there were several. Who hadn't ever come up with that concept? You know, considering what was going on, that was pretty cool.
Okay.
now, since it's my choice and I get to be partial. I thought my boy Jacob Bryant represented.
And pour whiskey on my grave, let it seep into my bones. But have a drink with me, even when I'm gone. I'll do the same for you, if you'll do the same for me. Let's turn it up and take a shot, set my spirit free. Don't forget the promise that we made. Y'all pour whiskey on my grave.
Small town Georgia. Right. You know, did some Facebook Lives. Did an actual full band concert Facebook Live, which very rarely did we see that. Usually it was acoustic. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, the fact that he's not a big name out there, and you know, still has a family to feed. And, you know, his band still has mouths to feed. He found a way without a big name to get it out there. So kudos to him. And also kudos to any other artist that did that same thing, that did what they had to do to not only entertain their fans, but put food on the table.
So kind of along the same lines of...
My name's Tim.
That would be Tim.
He was in the top 100.
I'm in the list.
He's number 27.
I made the list.
Damn it.
From now on, we just call him number 27.
Thank you. Same as my age.
You know, we definitely saw a lot of Garth. I thought I also saw a lot of Luke Combs.
I miss my mom. I miss my dad. I miss the road. I miss my band. Giving hugs and shaking hands. It's a mystery, I suppose.
I was introduced to a lot of new Luke Combs stuff that he was just kind of putting out, you know, again, just from his house, living room, whatever. And so Luke Combs would have been my entertainer of the year.
Okay. Honestly, guys, this may hit some people that's listening now, maybe a little bit hard, but I have a ton of respect for the artists that have kept busy throughout this time. And that doesn't mean going out and playing. That means you're also recording, you're releasing music, mm-hmm. you're going out and playing Facebook Live. Even if you're not able to have a crowd, you're able to do the Facebook Live. I have a lot of respect, and I don't have as much respect for some of them that hung up their hat and didn't do any music at all throughout this time.
Yeah. And, That's fair.
Yeah, and that's not mean or hateful. That's just how I feel about it. To hang up your talent while this is going on, when you have fans that are out there that's wanting to hear your music and you're not doing any music at all. So there was something, he said Luke Combs, so I'm going to go with Keith Urban.
Every day you say the words that I want you to say. There's a pain in my heart and I won't go away. Now I know I'm falling in deep because I need you here with me.
Because he did do some Facebook Live stuff too, mm-hmm. and Brett can probably tell you better than I can on this. But I thought it was cool that some of the artists were singing each other's songs.
Yeah.
They're covering their songs. And Luke Combs did one of Keith Urban's, and then Keith Urban do maybe Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
That was pretty neat. Keith Urban's not one of my favorites, I'll be honest, but with him staying busy and still getting his music out to his fans.
He did that one, didn't he do one in his home with his wife there?
And
Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I think she actually came up and sung a little
bit. Yeah, and was dancing with him and stuff.
So, yeah, we didn't even notice Keith Urban was there at that time.
Keith who?
was his name in the top 100?
You know, we stayed pretty busy.
Yeah.
You know, and part of it was just for us to stay busy, but... Yeah. But then our fans liked it just as much, so then it ended up being for
the
fans.
We easily got our shows cut, what, in half?
Yeah. And what's sad now is the guy, you could probably hear a little bit of frustration in my voice, but we're back to where we're starting to lose shows again because the COVID is starting to come back or rear its ugly head around again. So musicians, if you're not able to play, just try to stay busy. Make sure that you... One thing we try to think of while we're sitting at home or whatever, wanting to play music, we also have to think about the John Barrs that want to hear our songs or Karen Fleener or Sally Filial or some of those people that want to hear our music also.
Right.
It's not just about you, right?
That's right.
That's right. All right. Thanks, gentlemen, for sharing. Coming in at number 3, Kyle Elliott with Love Hangover.
It's 3 a.m., the bar shut down, but I ain't drunk enough to go home right now. Girl, tonight I'm trying to drown every piece of you that's been bringing me down. Driving past your house, but I won't stop this time. I've had a million second chances to get you off my mind. Girl, my heart's hurting. Oh, but I wish you weren't so certain. Cause baby, you are the only thing that gets me through the day. Wishing you would come back. There's
And that was number three, Kyle Elliott with Love Hangover.
Up another spot. I don't want to say I called this one moving up, but I'm pretty sure I called this one moving up when it debuted.
This is one of the favorites of Unique Beats Radio. We want to
Josh.
Yeah, we want to say thanks to Unique Beats Radio for bringing on Night Owl Country Band and the Who's Who Top 10 podcast. We appreciate that. Joshua Parker, thank you very much. This is one of his favorites. He was excited about Kyle Elliott's song.
I'd like to throw in there that if you're listening to this on, let's say, iTunes or whatever, you know, what other you listen to your podcast at, if you download the Spreaker app, you can actually talk to us. It's interactive during the podcast. Yeah. So a lot of these artists get on, and if let's say a Kyle Elliott jumps on, it gives you an opportunity to, as a fan, to ask some questions, and they will answer you. So keep that in mind as you're listening to this on wherever you're at. We're not saying you got to switch, but every now and then, if you want to switch over to the Spreaker app, it's not a plug. We don't get paid for it or anything, but we like to interact with people. So
that's on Wednesday nights.
7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Nice. Look at you. All right, moving on to number two, Laura Beckwith with Halfway.
Slamming tables, voices raised. I am glaring at your face. Back and forth and round and round again. We've been here so many times now. This time I think that we have crossed the line.
And that was number two, Laura Beckwith with Halfway. That one's close too. That moved up a spot also.
Yep. Great song, great voice.
Very much so, yes.
And if you're not new to this countdown, you're probably figuring out what our number one is. So
yeah.
That person's got some heat. I mean, looking at this list from you know, two on down, I mean, keeping number one multiple weeks, I think, is going to be hard over this next 7-8 week stretch. Yeah. I think finishing up the year, it's going to be hard for somebody to do a 3-4 week run.
Yeah,
just really, I mean, it's just this top ten is so loaded, and there's stuff that that hasn't made it yet. Mm-hmm. That's in line. So I mean, you better bring your A game. That's what I'm getting at. You better bring the A game.
Yeah, we will say if you are a musician or an artist or a band, if you'd like to send in your music, you can send it in to NightOwlCB1. That's right. That's the number one.
Yes.
At yahoo.com. We'd love to hear your music, to rate it, and see if it has a chance to make the top 10.
I'd like to say that just looking at this 2 through 10, just go ahead and do top 10. We have 5 females.
Yeah.
4, 3 soloists and then 2 duos. So, pretty diverse.
Ladies are bringing it.
They are. They are.
Really good talent.
All right. And now coming in with our honorable mention, Brittany Waldrop with Rock the Block.
I'm an old soul redneck from Alabama. Country singing badass mama jamma. Working 2 jobs, one's the dream. The other pays the bills so I can do my thing. Gonna rock the block. Gonna rock the block. Gonna rock the block. Throw away the clock. Gonna rock the block till the amps get high. Gonna raise the roof on these dirt road streets where the country and the city belong to me.
And that was our honorable mention, Brittany Waldrip with Rock the Block.
It's her second song, right?
Correctamundo.
It hasn't made the top 10 yet.
Nope.
But honorable mention usually is a good sign.
Usually.
And I like to honorably mention the hot guitars in this song.
Imagine that.
Of course. Of course.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
I thought this was a great little country rock anthem.
Ah.
I like it, yeah.
And another woman.
Yeah.
They're taking over the countdown.
They are.
You guys better step up your game.
Yeah.
All right, and now it is time for our recap. Coming in at number 10, Danny McMahon with Best Worst Habit.
You're my best worst habit. You're Marlboro Lights and all my lips.
Coming in at number 9, got one spot, Melissa Brooke with Let Me Breathe.
Coming in at number 8, the fantastic duo of Dave Nudo and Dusty Lee with Like You Were Forbidden.
And I'm gonna love you like you were forbidden. Like knowing you meant I could lose it all.
Number 7, Square One, Abe Mack Band.
And the DJ plays a song.
Coming in at number 6, Southern Gothic with Sheets Down.
Well, it's pouring in sheets down on the bayou, and we're dancing out in the quarter under the lamps.
Coming in at number 5, Riley Madison, Strangers.
I guess what you love, that could hit me. But every night since mid-February, that goodbye's in replay.
Coming in at number 4, the former number 1 song, Teach Me to Forget by Wyatt Massengill.
You make it look so easy, just carry on with no regret. All I'm asking is will you teach me to forget?
Coming in at number 3, Love Hangover by Kyle Elliott.
Baby.
Coming in at number 2, Laura Beckwith with Halfway.
And coming in at number 1, it's first time there, is our man GB3, Gary Burke III with Tulane Airplane.
Floating on cloud 9 on maybe 11. Driving like hell and straight for heaven. Hallelujah, honey. You got your mind and body just waiting on me to touch down in my Tulane airplane. Four wheels can fly, rolling jet speed in the ship.
I'm leaning in your love tonight.
And that was number one, Gary Burke III.
GB3.
With Two-Lane Airplane.
He's got that landing gear down, and he's coming in hot and heavy at number one.
Yes. Congratulations, Gary.
You've been looking forward to doing that all weekend.
I've been waiting.
Well, he had that. He has that piece of paper with a note on it, just so he could make sure you get it right.
You've been holding that paper that's shaking the whole time. You're just wait. Yeah, Two-Lane Airplane. What a song. And I like the title of it. I like the song. The recording's great. The production of it is awesome. Great song. GB3. Gary Burke III.
If you get a chance to see him live, we did at the Josie Music Awards. Put on a great show. I don't know if he's doing anything live, but if you're down there in his area and you haven't checked him out, please do.
Yes.
All right, Steve, any final words?
Starting to get chilly again, so y'all be safe out there. Watch out for deer, unless you're hunting them. In that's the case, you want to find them.
Love it.
But everybody just be safe and love one another, and come on back and be with us next week.
Tim, any words of wisdom?
Peace, love, and country music.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Short and sweet.
That's it.
We will say we have a couple shows coming up. We have Willow Leaves of Hope in Hope, Indiana. We're excited about doing that show. That is a dinner and show. So you, for $20, you get a meal. You get to see the Night Owl Country Band, and that is going to be a great time. Willow Leaves of Hope in Hope, Indiana.
I mean, the meal itself is worth the price of admission, so then you're basically getting the bonus.
Yeah, they got some great food.
Really good food.
And we do want to say December the 12th is Edinburgh Pixie Theater's annual Christmas show. And Night Owl Country Band is bringing some friends with them. They're bringing Jim Hudson. Also, Avery Talent. And we cannot forget, the show starts at 7, and at 6 o'clock you can meet.
Time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Claus, yeah. So join us for that. We will say just everybody stay safe. Be careful out there. We thank everybody that's listened to this show. We thank everybody that supported this show and Night Owl Country Band throughout this whole 2020. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Who's Who Independent Music Top 10 Countdown. Remember, as always, if you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. If you have no bucks to toss our way, however, go find us at facebook.com/whoswhopod, facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter @therealnocb, Instagram @nightowlcountryband, and online at www.nightowlcb.com, where you can purchase tickets to our shows, purchase merchandise, vote on the poll for Song of the Year, and check out our schedule as to where we will be playing next. And until next time, on behalf of Matt, Tim, Steve, and myself, we encourage you to step out of your nest and listen to some music this week that you normally wouldn't have listened to. Take care and stay safe, everyone.
Peace.
Have a good week.
See ya.
Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for